the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very
horrible.
I'm not finished.
Horrible.
And nobody wants to say that.
We had a request to do one by the Howling Wolf a little while ago, so we're going to do Evil.
Welcome once again, fans of fantastic 60s underground rock music. I'm Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Episode 279, another great selection of weird 60s freak beat, garage rock, garage punk, tinges of psychedelia. But we got underway with a cover of Evil, or Evil Is Going On, Chicago Blues Standard, written by Willie Dixon, done there by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. That's off the Grove Finns compilation, and it appeared also on the Avalon 1966 tape recording of Beefheart and the Magic Band.
I don't like volume for its own sake, or the way the words are often drowned out by drums and amplifiers.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, this is episode 279. I hope you caught last week, episode 278. It's available via iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Podbean, Pod Directory, all those good podcast providers. That was a Retrospect 60s Global Garage Obscurities episode, packed full of very obscure 60s garage from around the world, including, of all places, Poland. So grab that and other back episodes wherever you like. Of course, if you do it via iTunes, you can subscribe to the show, and I would love it if you could rate episodes and even review the show. So on with this episode. Here's a very Zombies-influenced band out of Phoenix, Arizona. They're called Phil and the Frantics, originally more of a frat rock act, but by 1964 they began adapting to meet the onslaught of the British invasion. This is Phil and the Frantics with I'm High. ¶¶
today. Take a look at the chicks and the girls with their so-called bag. They're just standing around just to gawk and mock and flee. Now where am I? Just a blind so high, escaping from all ties. That's the reason why I make it high. No, don't have to try, or maybe I'll make it high. Well, how does it feel to be so high above the face? Well, satisfaction alone in this world's a bore. But the distance I'm in, I'm in none worth the shake.
Psychedelic.
You say you get your jolly goods by trucking wood and load. brain on a camel's back in a crimson robe. Your birth reads like a novel as for how you came to be. You say your mummy found you in a laughing willow tree. Your twisted form of madness in relation to your sentence is 'cause you have been landless this year. But Dr. Dougal is here. Rest your head upon that pillow there. We'll delve into the sickness that brought you to my care. Just close your eyes and we'll rest. What did your daddy do? Oh yes, my dear, it's quite all right. I hear the music too. Your twisted form of madness in relation to your sadness is 'cause you have been madness this year. What? Dr. Dougal is here. Annoy ya, over plotting to destroy ya. Have no fear, my dear, it's only basic paranoia.
How do you feel? You don't really know how you feel. Why? Because you haven't heard the new Velvet Underground. Here are expressions of a new dimension in honesty, purity, in feeling. The Velvet Underground. Not a probe, not an exploration, not an experiment, but a whole complete reality. The Velvet Underground. The Velvet Underground. This is you. You'll find your love, your hope, your reality. The Velvet Underground on MGM Records will tell you how to feel. Listen.
Sun. You spit on those under 21, but now your blue cars are gone. You better sit so long. Hey, hey, bye, bye, bye. You made your wallpapers green. You want to make love to the scene. Your European sun is gone. You better sit so long. Your clouds drift to goodbye. Thank you.
No, it's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Phoenix, Arizona band Phil and the Frantics, top of the set. Then, The Seeds, a single from September 1966, probably one of their rarest 45s actually, a track called The Other Place. Then another iconic 60s garage band, The Electric Prunes, out of San Fernando, LA. The song Dr. Do-Good, written by Annette Tucker and Nancy Muntz, who wrote a lot of their tracks, released as a single on Reprise in 1967, also on their fantastic 1967 album Underground. So The Electric Prunes with Dr. Do-Good, and then wrapping a set of relatively well-known bands, The Velvet Underground. The track European Sun, an alternate take of that. European Sun, in fact, the closing track on their 1967 debut. That, of course, is The Velvet Underground and Nico with the banana on the cover. Considered somewhat of a precursor to White Light, White Heat, and certainly to the extended form jams of tracks like Sister Ray. So that alternate take taken off the Velvet Underground 45th anniversary box set released earlier this year. Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Well, we've had relatively well-known bands so far with Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band, Phil and the Frantics, The Seeds, Electric Prunes, and the Velvet Underground. This set is going to be entirely obscurities and entirely out of Texas. Let's get underway. This is The Reasons Why, with an A-side to a 45 called Don't Be That Way. This is off the Texas Flashbacks comp.
We'll need you, baby, each and every night. I want your kisses when you hold me tight. And one fine day, I'm gonna make you mine. We're gonna love this way, girl, till the end of time. We're gonna love this way. We're gonna love this way. This way, we're gonna love this way, girl, every night and day. When I make you mine to the end of time, we're gonna love this way, we're gonna love this way.
The picture that won't blow your cool, just blow your mind. If you're hip and you like to be uptight where the action is, then hop on for the Enduro Run. Mondo Mod, the picture that took a trip and never came back. Screw it on and jam it with the Outlaws.
Better man than I. than I. Oh, Misty, you're a better man than I. Misty, you're a better man than I.
That's a set of totally Texan 60s garage there. Got it underway with the reasons why Don't Be That Way. Then a band called the Psychedelics, C-I-C-A-D-E-L-I-C-S, off a label called Psychedelic Sound, June 1967, 45. The Psychedelics with We're Gonna Love This Way. Then a band called the Yawls, 1966, 45 on Rough Records. They began as the Illusions. Changed the name to Yawls, released a single, That's Please Come Back, that's what we had. The B-side to that was the Beatles track Run For Your Life. By late 1966, they relocated to LA and changed their name again to The Kitchen Sink. So the Yawls with Please Come Back. And finally in the set, yet another cover of that Yardbirds classic, Mr. You're a Better Man Than I. I must have a dozen at least versions of that in a number of languages in the collection. Mr. You're a Better Man Than I. I believe that's the first track ever recorded by the Yardbirds. Chicago bands covered it, including the New Colony Six. But then out of Texas, both the Cynics and the Jinx covered it. We had the Cynics with the Yardbirds, Mr. You're a Better Man Than I. Stay tuned, we've got Global Garage coming up after this.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. We're going to get a Global Garage set underway with a Portuguese Nugget. In fact, it's off the Portuguese Nuggets comp. I have struggled to find much meaningful information, certainly in English, about this band. They're called Quinteto Academico, group of five musicians, described as being technically lacking. 1965, they were involved in the soundtrack to a film called Domingo à Tarde. By 1968, performing at festivals like the Villa de Mouros Festival, the first one of those. Some significant changes to the band in 1968, but I really can't explain the details. This is Quinteto Academico off the Portuguese Nuggets comp, track called 724710.
Aqui, Portugal, Moçambique, fala-vos o Rádio Clube em Lourenço Marques, transmitindo em ondas curtas.
Thank you.
That's our Global Garage set. Got it underway with Quinteto Academico off the Portuguese Nugget comp. Then another track off the same compilation by a band called Os Gambazinos. Track's called Aida. I had assumed that, being a Portuguese Nugget, the band may have been out of Portugal or Brazil, perhaps. I believe, though, that this is an Angolan band. Apparently, the track also appeared on one of those Kizumbi compilations. So Os Gambazinos, described as being influenced by the Animal Stones, Small Faces and Cream, and being around in the very early 70s. We then had a Dutch band with a 1966 45 called True Nuit. The band is called the Mokum Beat 5. It's a single on a label called Delta out of the Netherlands. Finally in the set, Peruvian band Los Belkings. Picture and information up on our Facebook page. Track called Empujando Fuerte. Los Belkings, an instrumental band, fused instrumental rock with jazz, Latin and Caribbean rhythms. Named themselves after a brand of whiskey, if you were wondering. Los Belkings, Empujando Fuerte. Their cover, of course, of The Seeds, Pushin' Too Hard, an instrumental take on that classic 60s garage track.
If one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, here's a band out of Decatur, Illinois, a 1967-45 on Polar Bear Records. The track's called This Week's Children, the band, The Meat Department.
Now this is the story of Monday's child and Tuesday's sister who drove me wild and Wednesday's child so forlorn as she breaks your heart on Wednesday morn. Now Monday's child is fair of face and Tuesday's child is full of grace. And Wednesday's child is full of woe. Though Thursday's child has far to go. And Friday's child is a loving and giving. And like Saturday's child has to work for a living. Sunday's child with a Sunday dress, with a Sunday smile. Of this week's children, she is the best. Cause this week's child, she's better than all the rest. We'll be right back.
is another iconic 60s garage track, Psychotic Reaction, originally, of course, by the wonderful Count Five, released 1966 on their debut studio album. That version, though, from 1967 by a band called The Hands of Time. It takes us pretty much to the end of Retrospect episode 279. Don't forget those back episodes, including our Global Garage special from last week, available on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, all good podcast providers. Just go there and search for Retrospect Garage Punk.
It's the front door to adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Let's see you out with an instrumental. This is a 45. This was released in 1967 in Greece on Atlantic, also in the States on Atlantic. The guy's name is Travis Wammack. He was born in Walnut, Mississippi, grew up in Memphis, Tennessee. Had a professional career with solo albums in the 70s, but he wrote and recorded his first record at just the age of 11, described as a child prodigy. His first record was released when he was 12. By 17 years old, he was on the American charts with an instrumental called Scratchy. This is a 1967 track from Travis Wammack. It's called It's Karate Time. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.